All right, folks, buckle up. We're about to journey to a land of hobbits, wizards, and a certain ring you might have heard whispers about.
Whispers hardly do it justice.
True, true. We're diving deep into the Lord of the Rings, a story that's been on your to-read list for ages, right?
I'd wager more than a few listeners are nodding along right now.
It can seem daunting, like setting off on your own epic quest.
A quest worthy of Middle-earth itself.
But fear not, intrepid listeners. We're here to guide you through Tolkien's world. No elvish cloak or magical sword required.
Consider this your crash course in all things Tolkien, equipping you with the knowledge to impress even the most die-hard fans.
So let's unpack this epic saga. Hobbits, a ring of absolute power, and Sauron, the big baddie who wants it back. It sounds like a recipe for an epic showdown.
It's a story that's captured the imaginations of readers for generations, and for good reason.
Right. It's not just about good versus evil, though, is it? The synopsis hints at something deeper, something about the nature of power itself.
Exactly. At its heart, The Lord of the Rings is about the intoxicating allure of power and how even the smallest choices can have monumental consequences. Tolkien forces us to ask ourselves, could we resist the ring's pull?
It makes you think about the little compromises we make in our own lives, doesn't it? The white lies, the shortcuts we take. It's like, are those our own One Ring scenarios?
A fascinating parallel. Tolkien believed we all have that potential for darkness within us. The question is, how do we grapple with it? How do we choose the path of good when faced with temptation?
Heavy stuff. But that's what makes Tolkien so brilliant. He takes these epic themes and grounds them in characters we can relate to, starting with hobbits. Who doesn't love a good hobbit?
Indeed. These aren't your typical heroes. They're small, fond of food and comfort, and thrust into extraordinary circumstances.
It's the classic underdog story, and we all root for the underdog. Plus, their love of food is legendary. Second breakfast, elevenses. Sign me up.
Tolkien understood the power of subverting expectations. These ordinary folks, with their love of simple pleasures, make their extraordinary journey all the more compelling.
Speaking of extraordinary journeys, the scope of Tolkien's world building is mind-blowing. The synopsis mentioned languages, histories, complex cultures. It's like he didn't just create a story, he created an entire universe.
It's one of the reasons The Lord of the Rings continues to resonate with readers. It's more than just a story. It's an invitation to explore a meticulously crafted world. Tolkien was a master of detail, a linguist who breathed life into Middle-earth.
A linguist?
Yeah.
Okay, you piqued my interest. Tell me more about this linguistic side of Tolkien.
He didn't just invent words. He created languages with their own grammatical structures and histories. Elvish, Dwarvish, even the black speech of Mordor, each language reflects the culture and history of its speakers.
Wow, that's next level dedication. It's no wonder people spend years, decades even, studying his work. It's like he's created this endless well of discovery for his readers.
And we're just dipping our toes into that well.
So we've got this ragtag bunch of hobbits setting off on this, well, this perilous quest. But thank goodness they don't have to face Sauron alone, right?
Right. This is where the Fellowship comes in, a motley crew of heroes with their own strengths and weaknesses.
It's giving me serious unlikely allies vibes. We've got Gandalf, the wise wizard, always got a trick up his sleeve.
Gandalf is a fascinating character study in mentorship and sacrifice, but let's not forget the others who make the Fellowship so compelling.
Oh, yeah. Like Aragorn, he's a bit of a mystery, shrouded in secrecy and skilled with a blade. The synopsis barely scratched the surface of his story.
Aragorn's lineage is a crucial part of his journey. He's descended from kings, destined for greatness, but he struggles to accept his fate. It's a classic Tolkien-themed destiny versus free will.
So he's like the reluctant heir. And what about the rest of the gang? We've got Legolas, the elf, Gimli, the dwarf. It's a diversity seminar and an epic quest.
It's that diversity that makes the Fellowship such a powerful force. Each member brings their unique skills and perspectives, highlighting the strength found in unity.
It's like that old saying, two heads are better than one, but in this case, it's more like nine heads, a talking tree, and a very determined eagle.
A fitting analogy. And Tolkien emphasizes that the Fellowship isn't just about individual strengths, but about how these different personalities learn to work together.
Which is something we can all relate to.
Right.
Right, whether it's at work, in our families, or even just trying to decide what to have for dinner, we often have to navigate different personalities and perspectives to achieve a common goal.
Precisely. The Fellowship becomes a microcosm of the larger world, reflecting the challenges and rewards of collaboration and understanding.
Speaking of challenges, the synopsis mentioned a certain fellowship fracturing. It can't be all sunshine and second breakfast, can it?
Yes. The breaking of the fellowship, a pivotal moment in the story and a testament to the insidious nature of the ring's power.
It's a stark reminder that even the strongest bonds can be tested, especially when dealing with, you know, an artifact of ultimate evil.
Exactly. The ring doesn't just tempt with grand gestures of power. It whispers to our deepest fears and insecurities, exploiting our vulnerabilities. And we see that play out tragically with Boromir.
Oh, man, Boromir. He tries to take the ring from Frodo. Talk about a friendship test gone wrong. What was Tolkien going for there?
Boromir's story is a cautionary tale about the seductive nature of power and how even good intentions can be twisted.
Makes you think twice about those "what would you do for $1 million" hypotheticals, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a question of where we draw the line, how we resist the allure of power, even when it seems justified. And thankfully, for Frodo, he has Samwise Gamgee by his side.
Sam, the true hero of the story, in my humble, hobbit-loving opinion.
I'd be hard-pressed to disagree. Sam's unwavering loyalty and quiet courage make him the heart and soul of the Fellowship.
He's that friend everyone wishes they had, the one who's there for you no matter what, even when you're facing down a Balrog in the Mines of Moria.
Their friendship is a testament to the enduring power of loyalty, resilience, and a shared love of good Lumba's bread.
Now that's a recipe for success. But speaking of recipes, this deep dive is making me crave some hobbit fare.
Perhaps a second breakfast is in order after we delve into the epic battles and heart-wrenching sacrifices that lie ahead.
Oh yeah, things are about to get real, aren't they?
Indeed. The fate of Middle-earth hangs in the balance.
Okay, before we dive into full-blown battle mode, let's pause and appreciate the sheer scale of Tolkien's vision. We're talking a war that spans continents, involves multiple races, and has been brewing for centuries. This isn't your average weekend skirmish.
Absolutely. Tolkien doesn't shy away from depicting the horrors of war. The Battle of Helm's Deep, the Siege of Gondor, these are visceral and deeply affecting portrayals of the human cost of conflict.
It's easy to forget that Tolkien himself lived through World War I, an experience that profoundly shaped his writing.
Precisely. The battles in The Lord of the Rings aren't just epic spectacles. They're reflections of the real-world conflicts that have shaped our history and continue to shape our present. And through it all, Tolkien reminds us that even in the darkest hours, there are always glimmers of hope, acts of selflessness that remind us why we fight for a better world.
It's a powerful message, really, that even in this fantastical world, the themes resonate so deeply with our own reality. But, okay, we still have this whole Ring of Ultimate Power situation to resolve. The synopsis was a bit vague on the logistics. What's the game plan here? Do they just, like, chuck it into the nearest volcano?
Well, Mount Doom, where the ring was forged, is also the only place it can be destroyed. It's a bit more dramatic than just any volcano.
Of course, it had to be Mount Doom. Leave it to Tolkien to amp up the stakes. But seriously, that's quite the journey. Imagine the pressure of carrying the weight of Middle-earth on your shoulders, knowing that even a moment's weakness could mean utter destruction.
The journey to Mordor is as much an internal one for Frodo as it is a physical one. He's constantly battling the ring's influence, struggling to hold on to his own sense of self. It's a testament to his resilience, his sheer willpower, that he doesn't succumb.
It's easy to imagine ourselves in Frodo's shoes, right? Facing those everyday temptations, those moments when we have to choose between the easy path and the right one. Tolkien reminds us that those small choices can have big consequences.
Precisely. He highlights the importance of moral courage, the strength it takes to resist temptation, even when no one is watching. And while Frodo might doubt himself at times, he never gives up.
Which is why he's the hero,
yeah.
Right? Not because he's the strongest or the bravest, but because he just keeps going, even when it seems impossible.
Mm.
And he's got Sam by his side, thank goodness. Their friendship is the real heart of this story, would you say?
Absolutely. Samwise Gamgee, the true embodiment of loyalty, resilience, and a good cup of tea. He's the friend we all need, the one who reminds us of our own strength, even when we've lost sight of it.
Their bond is a testament to the power of friendship to help us through dark times, to remind us that we're not alone. But it's not just about Frodo and Sam, is it? While they're trekking through Mordor, the rest of the Fellowship is out there rallying the free peoples of Middle-earth for this epic showdown with Sauron. The scope of this battle is incredible.
Tolkien's depiction of the Battle of the Pelennor Fields is truly breathtaking. He manages to convey both the sheer scale of the conflict and the personal struggles of the individuals caught within it.
It's like every character, every storyline is woven together in this grand tapestry of fate, courage, and sacrifice. And speaking of courage, Aragorn really comes into his own in this final battle, doesn't he? He finally embraces his destiny, uniting the people of Gondor and leading them against Sauron's forces. It's enough to give you goosebumps.
Aragorn's transformation is a testament to the power of leadership, of embracing one's true potential, even when it seems impossible.
It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in the fight against darkness, whether that's on a battlefield or in our own daily lives. And that's ultimately the enduring message of The Lord of the Rings, isn't it? That even in the face of overwhelming odds, hope can endure, courage can triumph, and even the smallest actions can make a difference.
Precisely. It's a message that continues to resonate with readers of all ages, a testament to the enduring power of Tolkien's vision and the timeless appeal of his stories.
Well said. I have to say, after this deep dive, I feel like I've journeyed through Middle-earth myself. Now I understand why this story has captivated readers for generations. It's more than just a fantasy novel. It's a reflection of our own humanity, our capacity for both darkness and light.
Indeed. And ultimately, that's the beauty of great literature. It allows us to step into other worlds, to grapple with complex themes, and to emerge with a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
Well, listeners, you heard it here. The Lord of the Rings is an epic adventure worth embarking on, filled with unforgettable characters, timeless themes, and enough second breakfast inspiration to last a lifetime. A huge thank you to our expert for guiding us through this incredible world.
The pleasure was all mine. Remember, dear listeners, the world of literature is vast and filled with countless adventures waiting to be had. Never stop exploring.
Wise words to end on. Until next time, will your journeys be filled with wonder, excitement, and perhaps a hobbit or two along the way.